Syrian journalists who were taken today by the Syrian Ministry of Information to visit Homs, the town in the center of the country that's been the focus of much of the recent violence. We were escorted around the place, but only to areas controlled by the government, and very much hearing the government version of things. As we were leaving, a protest march was beginning, or rather a march in solidarity with the Syrian regime, the sort of thing that happens quite a lot, particularly when foreign journalists, and especially television cameras, are there. There was a second group of journalists traveling separately from our group, and we've been told were filming the march as it was setting off when, we think, a vehicle in which they were traveling was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. A French journalist named as Gilles Jacquier from France 2, the second TV channel, is said to have been killed, and somebody working for a Belgian radio station was injured. Eight Syrians who were there were also killed in the same incident. We don't have any further details, but what this does appear to be is the first time that a foreign journalist has been killed in the violence accompanying the uprising in Syria.
And the government minders who are taking you on your tour, doubtless they are eager to attribute these deaths today to the thugs and the opposition terrorists, in inverted commas, which they claim are leading the opposition against the government.
Well, they've told us what happened. It certainly appears to fit into their view of how things are on the ground, as the Syrian state on the one side and armed terrorists on the other. But as I say, this is the first time, I think, that a foreign journalist has been killed, and in the way of the world, that's likely to have quite a wide resonance, I guess, especially. Of course, Syrians are being killed every day, and eight others we're told have been killed in this incident, and it's part of the ongoing violence in what seems to me, after a few days now in Syria, to be a conflict which is getting worse all the time, not showing any signs of stabilizing, quite the opposite. So this will be another detail in that grim and still unfolding story.
Ian Beck, thanks very much.
Thank you.